The following program is a JWC Media production for Game Show Newsnet and CLW83.com.
It is May 1st, 2014, and it is Emmy nomination day. That is daytime nomination, Emmy nominations. And while we're not talking about soap operas, what we need to talk about is our favorite subject, which is game shows. I am Jason Block here from WLTI Live with my two cohorts in crime, Gordon Pepper and Chico Alexander. Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening, sir.
Hello, you know sir.
What?
How are you?
I am very happy. Chico, why don't you just start us right off? Tell us who the nominees are for the 2013 season for the Outstanding Game Show.
All right. The nominees for the Outstanding Game Show Daytime Emmy 2013 are The American Bible Challenge on GSN.
Produced by Embassy Row.
The Chase. Yeah, The Chase, ITV Studios for GSN. Jeopardy, Sony Pictures Television for syndication. Let's Make a Deal, Fremantle Media North America for CBS. The Price is Right, Fremantle Media North America for CBS. And Wheel of Fortune, Sony Pictures Television. Now, these are, in the Academy's estimation, the best six game shows of last year. Gordon, do you see any mistakes? Are these the six you think of when you think of 2013 in game shows?
I actually think they left one off there that should have been on. And I think they have one on there that I'm not necessarily sure should have been on based on the caliber of work and based on the total frame of reference.
All right, do share.
Well, first of all, let's go quickly go through and think of what should be on here. First of all, American Bible Challenge and The Chase, both powerhouses for Game Show Network. Obviously, The Chase for all us fanboys, myself included in the fanboy category on this one, something that we were afraid they were going to screw up. Fortunately, they didn't. It plays great in the U.S. American Bible Challenge is, of course, the American Bible Challenge. That is hosted by Jeff Foxworthy. He is the reason why the show is good, and the show is good. It's a very solid show. Jeopardy, it has to be on this list. You have, obviously, the whole Arthur Chu thing. You have the Decades tournaments. You have all the other tournaments. It's having a sensational year this year. Let's Make a Deal has been CBS's new cash cow juggernaut. And The Price is Right and Let's Make a Deal have both had stellar years this year. Basically, and Mike Richards, as much as the fanboys don't want me to hear me say this, Mike Richards has done a phenomenal job with both shows, especially with The Price is Right. Almost every single gimmick that they have pulled out has worked, including, of course, the recent April Fool's episode with Craig Ferguson hosting for Drew Carey and vice versa. Now, Wheel of Fortune, on the other hand, it is having a good year. Don't get me wrong. It's having a really good year. But there should be a show up there that I think is better, it's having a better year, and the ratings are showing it, and you're really looking at the renaissance or the resurgence of this particular show and that would be Family Feud. That should be up there. Wheel of Fortune should not. Wheel of Fortune's having a good year. It's an okay year, but Family Feud, thanks to Steve Harvey, is getting ratings that sometimes surpass Wheel of Fortune, and it is really putting the show in a stellar light in terms of the genre and in terms of what it should be.
I have to agree with you on all accounts. American Bible Challenge, for one, it's really great on storytelling. It brings a lot of variety to the standard staid religious quiz. And, you know, even I catch myself watching it from time to time, taking a lot of their stories, a lot of the subject matter, and, you know, just laughing along, playing along. It's really good stuff. Same with The Chase. I don't need to say anything about The Chase because it is the fastest growing quiz show on television right now. And it's doing stellar numbers for GSN. I don't remember the last time GSN had this good a time.
And
without
you
want
to know something?
Jerry
this
Springer.
Goes to show you that, hey, GSN, if you continue to do this, you continue to make good studio shows, people will watch and people will recognize it. Hello, simple formula, you know?
Yep. And need I remind you, Fox passed on the option for The Chase. They instead wanted Kat Dealy, George Lopez, revolving chairs, and people who look like Prince Harry but
yes.
are not. Jeopardy is Jeopardy, and this is actually the 29th nomination in its 30 years on television. And it is no theater. It's a sporting event. It's gladiatorial combat. When somebody goes all in on a daily double and misses, it's black comedy. It's everything. Let's Make a Deal. Let's Make a Deal is not a game show. Well, it is a game show. Don't get me wrong. It's ever much the game show. But it is more of a party than anything else. It's a costume party. We got live music. We got hot women. We've got surprises around every corner. Not just the prizes itself, but the way that they're presented and the way that everything just comes together and works together. This is a platform for the talent of everyone involved. Same with The Price is Right, in a way. So Mike Richards, Jennifer Mullen, the crew at Fremantle Media and CBS, they are sitting on two pieces of O, basically. And as for Wheel of Fortune, yeah, it is America's game. Nobody's going to fault that. I'm certainly not going to fault Uncle Harry in front of Jason here.
You have a right to be honestly critical. I mean, put it to you this way. Gordon, would you mind if there were seven nominees here and you just put Family Feud in here? Would that be okay?
I would say seven nominees. I mean, you have to look at it this way. The Academy Awards, for the first time in a couple of years, they've had 10 movies. You know, I would be okay with seven shows. Again, I'm not necessarily in love with Wheel of Fortune this year. As it is, again, the Emmy should be awarded to the best, B-E-S-T, best show that is currently on the air. I mean, Wheel of Fortune is solid every single year, but some years are better than others, just like American Idol, just like Survivor, just like Amazing Race, in terms of the Primetime Emmys. And we discuss this all the time in terms of what shows are having the better seasons than the other shows. I mean, you can make a legitimate argument that Wheel of Fortune last year with the $1 million winners, hey, that's a great year for them, and you could have made that legitimate argument. This year, I would have to think, if you're going to ask me, okay, Gordon, what show has done the best, it would be very hard not to go with Jeopardy, just again because of Arthur Chu and how well that was received, the decades tournaments. I mean, these things are really above and beyond what any game show is doing right now in terms of special events or special gameplay. Again, there is no game show. What is the biggest thing that we talk about this year in game shows? It was Arthur Chu. Nothing else comes close in terms of daytime game shows. Tell me what else was discussed with such fervor and such longevity this year than Arthur Chu coming in a quick second.
Exactly.
The decades
you're absolutely right. So,
tell me.
All right, let's play a little should and will. Who should win off this list, and who will win off this list? Let's start with you, Gordon.
I think should will be Jeopardy, and I think will be Jeopardy, especially because you would have to think that Alex Trebek is getting up there in years. This is not going to be for much longer in terms of his reign and his opportunity to win stuff. And I think the Academy, like they did with Bob Barker, is going to keep that into account, and I think they're going to keep that in notice. I don't really think... Let's put it this way. I think everyone else has had a good year. If you're saying, if not Jeopardy, what else? Probably The Chase. Just because, again, of what it is and the uniqueness of the show and the format. And the Emmys have been giving have been throwing a bone to cable. I mean, look what happened with Top Chef, them winning the reality award. And, of course, and we'll talk about this, I'm sure, later on.
And also Ben Bailey. And also Ben Bailey for Cash Cab as well.
Absolutely. So I could easily see The Chase winning. But if you're going to say which one has had the best year, it's Jeopardy.
All right, Chico, you watch your mic a little bit there. Should and will.
Sorry about that. Okay, first of all, I was just about to get to Cash Cab. You remember the last 15 years, we've been seeing a whole lot of winners come out of the cable realm. Chief among them, Win Ben Stein's Money and Cash Cab. Nobody saw them coming in a field that included Jeopardy, The Price is Right, Hollywood Squares when it aired. So, you know, I will give The Chase a punter's chance because, A, it is one of the most well-produced hours on television, on cable television. I would also give a punter's chance to Let's Make a Deal because it is one of the most well-produced hours in daytime television, even surpassing its sister show, The Price is Right, at times. So, should kind of a toss-up between The Chase and Let's Make a Deal. Will Jeopardy, it's sport, it's theater, it's drama, it's an action movie. Again, it's black comedy when it has its moments, especially when Johnny Gilbert is involved. But anyway, so yeah, should The Chase or Let's Make a Deal, Will Jeopardy. How about you, Jay?
Actually, Chico, because you know... No, it's okay, because you know I have love for all the shows that are on here. All the six have their own niches in my game show heart. My personal two favorites of these two are The Chase and Let's Make a Deal. They are both spectacular shows in their own way. The Chase is, in my opinion, one of the best studio quizzers out there, and not just well-produced for cable, well-produced, period. And Let's Make a Deal is a party. Is an absolute party every day. You don't know what's going to happen, and the chemistry is about as Swiss watch perfect as you could ever think. That being said, Jeopardy's 30th anniversary year has been absolutely phenomenal. Do they deserve to win? That's tough, but for me, I think should Chase or Let's Make a Deal, Jeopardy will win it. But we'll see. Now, let's move on to an actual smaller category. Gordon, you have the list of the Outstanding Game Show Host nominees. What do you got?
Well, what I got is a whole bunch of people that were left out that I think should be on the list is what I got. What we have is Wayne Brady, Let's Make a Deal, Jeff Foxworthy, The American Bible Challenge, Steve Harvey, Family Feud, and Todd
Newton.
Wow,
there's a lot of
night.
People that could have gone out on this one.
Hold on, Chico.
Gordon, who do you think got left out?
Alex Trebek, really? I thought Wheel of Fortune, I don't want to say it had a down year because they didn't have a down year. I just, again, there were good pills to great, and we're looking for the best right now. So I'm not shocked that Sajak was on the list. I am a little bit surprised about Trebek, especially the way, again, that he's been handling himself this season. So no Alex, no Drew Carey, which I was a little bit surprised about because
I don't think he allows himself to be nominated. I think.
I believe he takes himself out. He was taking himself out of the running every year he was hosting.
All right, well, if he takes himself out, then that's a reason. Another thing that I find interesting, especially with the news coming out today that he is not returning to Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, is one Cedric the Entertainer. But do I think that he should be on the list? No. However, I was a little bit surprised that he wasn't on the list.
Okay.
I was actually surprised that, I'm surprised, but at the same time, I kind of get it, since Pat Sajak and Alex Trebek, you remember, a couple of years ago, they got the Lifetime Achievement Award.
Right.
That, in my mind, is the be-all, end-all of Emmys. I mean, you could call it a career tomorrow morning and still be satisfied. But, I get Alex Trebek has done some really Emmy-quality, Emmy-caliber work this year. So I understand why. I don't get it, but I understand.
Well, I do understand a little bit more, and part of the reason why I think that they wouldn't necessarily have a shot to win. First of all, I think they would win. And the other reason is that since you have a renaissance of the new guard coming in to take over the old guard, it would only make sense to honor the new guard since you're not going to give it to Alex and Pat.
Exactly. And we do have four of the new guard here.
Yeah, you sure do. I mean, you would have to think, though, from a hosting standpoint, you would have to think that there is one person that is extremely elevated himself from the rest. And if you're not going to give Family Feud the Emmy, you make it up by giving it to Steve Harvey.
Wow. So in other words, you think that is that a should and will for you, or is that just a should?
I think, you know what, here's what I think. I think should be Steve Harvey. I think will is going to be, and I think I'm going to make Ben Tridle very happy about this, because he is, of course, a friend of WLTI, and he is a producer of Let's Make a Deal. I think Will go to Wayne Brady. And I believe that he's earned the years to earn the award, and he's done a fantastic job. There's no question about it. He is what makes Let's Make a Deal work in terms of who he is. And if he does win, I would give a quick second assist to Jonathan Magnum and another assist to Tiffany Coyne. Because all three of them should pretty much share the Emmy in terms of that. So I think Harvey should get it. And I think Brady's
and
going
a fourth
to.
Assist. Yes, and a fourth assist,
I'm sorry,
to Cat
Emmy.
Gray as well, the newest member of the team.
Yeah.
We'll actually talk about him
as we
wrap up.
Chico, what about you? Should and will.
Oh, wow. It's been said. You have four really solid hosts, and four of the new generation of game show hosts. I believe the earliest one that any one of these four hosted was Hollywood Showdown back in 1999.
Yeah, so you're talking just 15 years in the biz. Yes, we're not talking old guard. No.
No, this is very, well, maybe even less than that, because it was, I believe Hollywood Showdown was like 99-2000. But, it is a real toss-up. If I had to choose one that should win, it would be Wayne Brady, since he's been asking for it for a long time with the way he goes around the show and the way he presents it and the way he incorporates everything around him. And that's why he should win the award. In my mind, that's why he does win the award. Not to take anything away from Jeff, not to take anything away from Steve, not to take anything away from Todd, who already Emmy, by the way.
Yep.
So should Wayne Brady will win?
Again, Chico, you're reading my mind. To me, I know.
Great minds think
alike. But
to
me, and again, as someone who watches the show as both a recapper and a fan of the show, could you mute yourself, Chico? It's just the thank you. There is nothing to me. I mean, Wayne Brady is amazing at what he does. He has to react. He has to improv. He has to do so much stuff. And he does it flawlessly. It's scary how good he is and how easy he makes it look. Jeff Foxworthy, very good. Steve Harvey, again, not necessarily my cup of tea, but I understand what and how he brings to the game. And, of course, Todd Newton, again, is sort of the old school, new school classic. But to me, it's going to be Should and Will Wayne Brady, and I think it's going to deserve it. I mean, it's amazing what he does. So, I mean, we'll definitely see about that. But, Chico, you have some other awards that the shows were nominated for.
Yeah, three additional awards for three shows. By the way, if Steve Harvey is going to win something on Emmy night, it is going to be Best Talk Show Host.
You think Ellen DeGeneres is not gonna? Okay.
Bold prediction: Steve Harvey, Best Talk Show
okay.
Host. Okay, anyway, we also have some bonus coverage, as they call it in the biz. Let's Make a Deal. More specifically, Cat Gray from Let's Make a Deal. I told you we were getting to there. Nominated for Outstanding Original Song. How about that, huh? For 30,000 Reasons
to Love Me. Is that one of his improvs?
That
was one of his improv songs, right?
I believe it was one of the improv songs, and I believe Cat Gray is getting the credit for it, but Wayne Brady definitely gets the assist. I think this is unprecedented for the category and for a game show, because I don't remember hearing about a game show being nominated for Best Original Song. Usually it's syrupy love ballads
or
soap
operas.
Or a
theme from a kid's show, which is what a lot of them are for, you know? I mean, will they win? Yeah. I don't know, but I think this is the coolest nominee of the three that deal has, you know.
Oh, I would think so. I think, you know, regardless of who wins, just the fact that you get game show music in there is a treat to behold. Obviously, you know who I would like to see win. And who isn't in there in terms of the nominees, because I have a personal bias, as you know. But you know what? If Cat Gray wins, that would be fantastic. And if Let's Make Deal wins, that would be fantastic.
I guess I want to ask about the personal bias, but I'll take it off the air. Second award is...
Yes. I think... Oh, shut up. Go
CD,
on.
Mr. Kailhoff?
You are never going to let me live that down. Move on, Chico.
Absolutely not.
No, that's in your permanent file, sir. Anyway, Outstanding Technical Team, The Price is Right. Now, if you watch The Price is Right on any given morning, you know it runs like a well-oiled machine. Never mind the fact that some of the contestants, you have to wonder where they got them from. They were probably in line for Dancing with the Stars across the hall, and yeah. But as it is presented, it runs like a machine. And it just, you know, it just pops. I think the only mistake they've made in the last 5 or so years was the one did not light up. In the 100,000 display for pay the rent?
Because they're nominated for Outstanding Technical Team. And you know what?
Yes.
You could see that with a lot of their HD graphics, the way the studio has been modernized, and the way it is presented. It's gorgeous. It's beautiful.
It is absolutely beautiful, absolutely stunning, and it's only going to go up from here, I believe. There are... so many more mechanical games that have digital
displays,
shoot, what am I looking
displays
for?
Projections, that sort of thing.
Yeah, potential. That's what I'm looking for. They have so much potential on some of the mechanical games. Not to take away from any of the mechanical games. Remember, Bonus Game recently got upgraded.
Any Number got upgraded, if I remember correctly, a few years back.
Yeah. Temptation, the showcase podiums, everything just looks nice and It just looks really nice put together. And the final Creative Arts Emmy, I guess you can call it, Outstanding Achievement in Lighting Direction.
Chico, stop. Just, again, your microphone is really bad. I hear... Oh. Yeah, it's... Up.
Hear anything now?
Yes, I do too.
Okay. Okay, let's stop for a second while I switch to the onboard mic, because my headset still does not work.
Yes,
okay.
That's good.
Can you
all
hear
right,
me
so
now?
Pick up. Do you want to go just do the whole technical Emmys again from the beginning because it was popping? Gordon, what do you think? Okay, fine.
Yeah, let's
okay.
do it.
Edit point.
Okay.
Let's just 5 seconds of silence.
Okay, so those were the two biggies. And we also have a couple of small awards of note, the Creative Arts Emmys that are going to be nominated and awarded 2 days before the actual show, which, by the way, is June 22nd, excuse me, at the Beverly Hilton Network to be announced.
Yeah.
And if it's on HLN again this year, God help us all. Anyway... first
well,
of all,
hopefully
is
they will learn from their mistakes, which there were a lot of.
Yes. Keep the couch out of it, and not give Robin me
so
the microphone.
So, what's our first technical Emmy here?
Okay, the first one is actually a pretty interesting one, both for the category and for the show itself. Let's Make a Deal. More specifically, Cat Gray is nominated for Outstanding Original Song. For the tome 30,000 Reasons to Love
Me. Now, that was probably one of the improv songs that he does occasionally.
Yeah, so I would definitely give Wayne Brady the assist on that, but they're only naming Cat Gray in the official Emmy nomination.
You know, that's
kind of
cool
so.
To me, because, again, usually we don't hear... I mean, it's rare to see a game show in this category. Usually it's like kids' shows, children's music, that sort of thing.
Yeah, the latest sappy pop ballad on a lovelorn soap opera.
Yeah, exactly. And again, Gordon, you know why. Again, he was the fourth piece of the puzzle, and to have a musical director on there and get an Emmy nominee, I think in his second year, not bad.
Oh, not bad at all. However, as you know, there is someone that I happen to like a lot that from another game show that is not listed in terms of any chance that he has of winning an Emmy, and I do hold
personal
bias.
Yeah, I know you do. I know you do.
am I going to have – can I ask now or am I going to have to take it off air?
No, you can ask now.
Okay. Explain your bias, sir.
My bias comes from one of the people that got me into the game show business, and that got me my first TV gig, Mr. Ed Kalehoff, of The Price is Right and of Family Feud and of Match Game. And if you listen to the music in The Price is Right, which I believe he still does, the music's fantastic.
Again, I'm not necessarily 100% sure. We could always check that out, but...
Well, I know he's one of the grand higher-ups of the company that does the music for... Price is Right, Score Productions.
Yes, and I know that Jason has had a personal...
Yeah, I did. Put it to you this way. He likes me now. He didn't like me at the beginning, but that's okay. Now, shut up. Okay, moving on. Speaking of The Price is Right, Chico, you watch it every day, and you love the way it runs.
Yes, I do. In fact, so does Emmy. They are nominated for Outstanding Technical Team, and for good reason. I can only name one really big mistake that they made over the last 5 or 10 years, and that is when they accidentally cut the one off in the pay the rent display. And Gordon still has the picture from when he submitted it to Failblog.
But again, with all the digital displays and all the new graphics that they have, and all,
it's a lot cleaner, a lot crisper, it's a lot more fresh. It looks familiar, but at the same time, it's being brought into the 21st century with all the digitized graphics. Any Number, Temptation, Bonus Game, the Showcase podiums, they're looking as good as ever.
And the individualized LED HD displays for the theme shows, if you know correctly. Okay, like for Valentine's Day, or Teacher's Day,
or Armed Services Day,
and of course the graphics for Do the Math, which is kind of fun. Okay.
Yeah, the first completely graphical game they had was Do the Math. Most of their games were mechanically run, and now those mechanical games, they have the most potential. You take out the mechanics and replace them with the digital displays, but you keep some of the mechanics around for familiarity.
I could see, Gordon, maybe like Lucky 7 going digital, potentially.
I could see it going digital, but at the same time, I think, the quaint charm of the game and the reveal of the doors, which I think is cool. I like what they did with Temptation. I like what they did with Any Number. The moves seem to be more subtle than in your face, which I like a lot. Because, again, most of it, you don't want it to be too digital. Because then it just doesn't feel real. And it doesn't feel like...
Yeah, exactly. And, again, it's going to be slow and organic is the best word I could use. Natural, yes.
Gradual.
And the final technical nominee is Wheel of Fortune's Outstanding Achievement in Lighting Direction. And, of course, it is kind of hard to like the game because you notice they're building a new set every week.
There is one little thing that is constant with all the sets, and that is the gigantic light borders that border the puzzle board and border the wheel. And those things are just ever-changing, ever-colorful, ever-bright. They're ever-present, and they just punctuate the whole experience.
Well, you know what? I think in terms of the visuals, Wheel has a lot of visuals, and it's a lot of different visuals that are being used. Jay hit it on the head. You have the moving background of different visual images behind the contestants. You have the themed weeks. Almost every week is a different themed week. So it's a different set almost every day. Forget weekly. It's a different set on almost a daily basis. Because you have to remember, it's got to be different scenes in the back, and you have to keep rotating them. And that's not even talking about the wheel itself with the different wedges that they put on the wheel. Yes, I understand it's not really lighting, but you still have to do it. So from a visual effects standpoint, Wheel of Fortune is very impressive, almost underrated in terms of how
impressive. Look how even the bonus wheel is lit now these days. The bonus wheel used to be just one for a year. Now it changes. It's now its own little HD display. And that's pretty impressive, because it changes colors and changes lights depending on the week. And again, it's an impressive nomination. But the date again is June 22nd, correct? And we will give our analysis as the weeks go on WLTI as well.
And I'm sure that if time permits, we'll probably do a live podcast.
Oh, that would be interesting.
Of the show.
Well, that would be
a lot of fun.
Does that mean I'm going to have to listen to whoever's on the mic? Because if it's Robin
Mead
again,
then
that's
all I'm just going to say. Take a lot of drinks.
It's like, you're going to enjoy it, Dino Alexander. And if you don't enjoy it, you're going to drink until you do.
Yes, and again, we appreciate everyone listening here. For Chico, for Gordon, this is the Jason Block here for WLTI Live Extra. We'll see you here on CLW83.com. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to a JWC Media produced program.